Okay. Today we're going to chitty chat. I know y'all love to chitty chat. We're going to talk about living with disappointments today. Has anybody in here thought, okay, when I turn 40, I'm going to have a house, I'm going to have kids, I'm going to have a car, I'm going to have a spouse, I'm going to do this and do that, and I'll be wealthy? Has anybody ever thought in the future you were going to be a certain place that you're not now? Anybody? Right. We all have these expectations we put on ourselves. And you know, the world kind of does that for us too. Because everyone's talking about the almighty buck. And I'm telling you, we can't live under expectations for ourselves. We can put small goals on our lives. Like, for instance, Rachel, you could say, okay, by the next 2 weeks, I'm going to bring my grades up. Those are good goals, okay? But we can't live under the assumption that by 50 or even by 65, like me today, that, okay, my house is going to be paid off, everything's going to be good, I'm going to have a husband until I'm 90. All these expectations will tear you down. Your expectations and your goals and dreams should line up with the Father, okay? Ever since you've been a child, your parents probably brought you up, listen, you need to act this way and this way so you can be presented out in the public. This is how you need to be. You need to be professional. You need to be this way. Oh, many years, my mother would tell me, please just keep your mouth shut. You know, because I'm jibber-jabber. You know, act grown up. Like, I was never able to go out and play in the mud or do fun things. Always sit upright. Don't do that. Put your hand in your lap. Hold your fork a certain way. Constantly. Even went to charm school so I could learn how to act. I'm telling you, it was strict. But Mother wanted that. She wanted that prestige, I guess. She always thought that she was richer than they were. But she was very, very good about always making sure that we were bathed, had our hair done, teeth brushed, dressed, even at 10 o'clock at night when Daddy came in to eat dinner. And, you know, I spent a lot of my childhood eating late at night, sour cream and fried potatoes. But she wanted, when Dad came in, we're going to be presentable to him because we love him. In a lot of ways, I think that's great aspirations. In other ways, I think kids need to be in bed and get their sleep. But that was important to her, so she had that goal. A lot of times we set our goals so lofty that there's no way we can achieve them. No way. Like Kelly, you know, I'm going to be walking by 2019. You know, we always want to strive to do the best, but that takes time. It takes baby steps to get there. So people might have said to you, okay, well, Steve, by this time, you should have already had a car paid off. You should have had 3 dogs and blah, 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 blah. We have to know what our desires meet up with our Father's desires. God wants us to have the very, very best. Lots of times we don't feel that way. Especially me lately, I'm thinking of what else? And I think, oh, don't say nothing. You know, like my dream and vision is for Kimmy not to be in pain with rheumatoid arthritis, to be able to walk without lymphedema and her legs so big. These are my dreams. I think that's okay to dream that for her. I want the very best for her. I want her to be healed. Is it going to happen overnight? Probably not. He could go, you're healed. But no matter what, if Kimberly never gets healed, I'm saying to you, Father, it's all right because you are in control of my life. Amen. Nothing else. God gives us things in our lives to help us to become stronger. God walks on water. Jesus walked on water. Peter walked with him, but looked at his circumstance around him and lost his faith and fell in. God gives us these visions and these dreams and these purposes and plans, and we have to try to fulfill them out. And that takes every day. That means getting up, praying, read your Bible, go to people, help them, pray for them, give them money, give them food, whatever it means, smile, hug, prayer. Whatever it is, we've got to do what God wants us to do. When you start losing your desire to do God's work, you need to examine your life. There may be sin in it that's causing you not to have the same intimacy that you once did. And I know I have failed in that lately because I just felt so sorry for myself, I guess. When David died, that I felt so alone, that I started to sin. And you go, well, what did you do? Well, I did a lot of things. But I'm proud to say today that I'm correcting these mistakes. We all have to learn to get through things. So when the storm has got you by the head and it's dragging you through the storm, you got to know that God's with you every step of the way. But we can't just sit down and sit on our hands and hope things change. You know, as we get older especially, we don't like change. You know, it scares us sometimes. When we have change, it makes us a little bit insecure about the surroundings we have. But quit putting expectations that, okay, when I get this money, I'm going to do this. If I get this, God, I'm going to do this. No. If God never changes your circumstance, right where you are, you've got to go, God, I love you, and I know you have the best for me. And that's scary. We're never in charge. We think we are, you know. We think we are. Sometimes we think God's money haul. If you'll just do this, Lord, I'll straighten up and I'll do this. No, that's not how it works. We live by faith alone. Mm-hmm. That means no matter if you don't see anything changing in your life, if I still feel lonely and sad, if nothing changes, I'm going to still praise God.
Amen.
That's what we've got to do.
Amen.
We've got to. You're talking about the choir there, honey. So we have to wait on the Lord. But He has a purpose and a plan and vision for you. Don't let the world and the devil snuff that out of your heart. Don't let it take it. Don't let anybody take that dream away from you. We are God's kids. He loves me more than the little swallow that He protects. You know, He loves me. He's with me. And if I don't feel it, am I going to go on just that? No. You may feel that for a little while, but you've got to turn around and go, you know what, God, I don't feel you. I think you're in the Bahamas with somebody. But I'm trusting that you're listening to me and that you love me. And that is hard to do. But that's what we have to do. And like in Dawn's and Anita's with the and Tim, especially when you're ill and things are happening in your life and you don't understand it, no matter what, if God never changes this, I'm okay. If God heals me, woohoo, even the better. God, yes, Deborah.
If God is yours with me, before I got my skin under, I had migraines all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I almost went on a job interview for a $12 an hour job in Greyhound. But, you know, I went to God and I went to my mom and they both said, no, this is not going to be something you can do. There's too much stress. You've already lost two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You can't work anymore. And I miss not working, but my first job, I was actually placed in that job. I didn't find it on my own. Somebody found it for me and,
mm-hmm.
you know, took me up there to fill out the application and did all that. And they got upset when I wouldn't let them take my picture. So they put it on the board of people that they placed.
Uh-huh.
And
well, God's still in control, though, sweetheart. Regardless, God's in control. And God does place people in our lives to kind of mentor and kind of help us through decisions. But ultimately, God's not going to tell you something and then tell someone else that He's put in your life to oversee you. It's not going to be different, okay? Just like a man and a woman praying to Don or praying about a certain thing. He's not going to tell Brenda one thing and Don another, okay? Because they're one, they work together, and God's going to make sure that that works out. So whoever God has put in your life, say for instance your mom and stuff, or your mentor, whoever you have, that's why we have to really, really and truly listen for God's voice. Because lots of times, and I'm not giving praise to the devil at all, the devil doesn't really even mess with us. He has demons assigned to us, okay? And I'm not a devil worshiper or anything, I just know this is true. Lots of times it's easy to hear the voice that you think is the Lord's, and it's not. That's why we got to be sure is this really coming from you in Jesus' holy name? If you need someone else to pray to get that wisdom, that's what you need to do. Hi, welcome. Come on in. Welcome. Come on in. So, like I said, God's not going to tell you and your mentor, whoever he's got in your life to help you make decisions, different things. But lots of times, you know, I depended on my dad so many times. I would go to him for direction. I would go because he was been a Christian so much longer than me. And he was a smart guy. I mean, look at his daughter. Anyway, I would go to him to get that reassurance. But always know that God's going to tell you. He is going to tell you what he wants, okay? But you've got to listen. So many times we're out there just working around and doing this and doing that, we're not taking the time out to listen to what God wants us to do. Okay? I mean, I cannot tell you, and I'm not bragging on myself, how many times God has put me in a position to go speak to someone, put gas in their car, buy them a meal or whatever. And you just got to be sensitive to the Lord and hear him. He's going to tell you what he wants out of you. He's going to tell you what he wants for you. But let's not ever let our plans be dampened by the world. You know, people are shooting and killing people. It's pure chaos. This whole political thing is just blown up so bad. But you know what? God's still in control. He's on the throne. Okay? You may not like Trump. You may have loved Obama. You may have loved Bush, I don't know, but God's still in control, okay? God's first. He's still in control, but we've got to turn our lives over completely to him, okay? If that means giving up some of your vices that you've had lately, like I did, then you have to give them up. But you know what? It's not like, oh, God, you're taking this away from me too. It's, oh, God, I don't really want that in my life. Thank you. It may be a struggle, but I'm going to do it. God wants the best for you. So many times we just get so down on ourselves and think, he is punishing me because of this bronchitis for so long. He's punishing Kimmy because of rheumatoid arthritis. He's punishing it. That's not how God works. Okay? What happens is if you sin and you continue in sin, your intimacy with the Lord changes. Okay? It doesn't mean he quit loving you or is going to punish you for something you did. We've got to get that out of our mind. Isabella's a sweet, precious little girl, and she's going to screw up. But I'm not going to be mean to her because she screwed up. I want her to learn a lesson.
Amen.
Okay? So God's not up there going, ooh, okay, now this week I'm going to get Cindy. Ooh, she's done bad. She was cussing. She was doing this. That's not how God works. Let's get that out of our heads. Now, when you are in sin, if you can picture an umbrella over my head, I know I've got a big head, but if you can picture an umbrella, God protects me when I walk in obedience, okay? He protects me when I walk in obedience. But if I start to sin by, I don't know, getting drunk all the time, watching porn, messing around with married men, whatever it is that you might do. Put football, sports, and betting before him. That causes little holes in your umbrella. That causes other things to come in. Okay? So when that happens, you're not as close to God as you once were. Repent, tell him you're sorry. I guarantee you, Jesus already died on the cross for you for that. He already knows what you're doing and what you're going to do tomorrow. If something's in the past, leave it. Oh, me and David did this. Oh, David and I were so happy. Great memories, but I got to leave it. That's not what's going on right now. Today is Priscilla Day. I got to walk. If I have to take baby steps, that's what I got to do. But is God finished with me because he took my husband? No. I still have aspirations and dreams. Tim wants to be able to walk and run one day. Does that mean that he needs to give that up? No. God wants the best for us. He's not out there punishing you. But if you've got something in your life that is causing your intimacy with God, you've got to get rid of it, okay? You've got to get rid of it. God's not going to just jerk something away from you. he's going to put it in your heart where, oh, you know what, God, I don't need that in my life. You're right. Take that urgency away from me. Take that temptation away from me. But God loves you. He loves you. But you've got to be satisfied with what today is, okay? You've got to count your blessings today. I don't know how many times I told God, thank you for my washer and dryer. There's nothing more frustrating than dragging clothes to the laundry. I hate that. Oh, my gosh. I thank him. I love my washer and dryer. I love them. Thank you, God. I love my dishwasher. It worked real good, but I washed a little bit in a minute. I love that. Thank you. I love that couch that my husband sat on, that he loved. I love that couch. Thank you, God. I love my home, but if I have to sell it one day, I have to sell it. It's okay because God's with me. I have an intimacy with God. God and I talk. He's my friend. He's my father. He's there for me. He's not out to punish me. But if I'm sinning, he wants me to get right with him because of our intimacy. You've got to take out time to read your Bible, to pray, to call people. Go, hey, Brenda, I'm going to pray for you today. You're going to be blessed. Whatever it takes, no matter how little you think this is. Oh, I'm supposed to smile at them. Yeah, you go smile and go, hey, you look really nice today. Really? Yeah, you look nice. Whatever the little thing is, it might be a big thing. Here's a check for $100, God told me to give it to you. Hey, if y'all want to do that, I think it's a blessing. But I'm just saying, no matter how small something is, you don't know how you're affecting somebody else. That's what we're here for, is to let God's light shine through us. That's our purpose here. Bring people to the Savior. Now, if you're not saved, you have no idea what I'm talking about. I understand that. But today's the day to give your life to God and let him work through your life. And be able to say, you know what, no matter what goes in my life, I'm not giving up on you, God. I'm not losing my faith. I mean, I have to tell God every day, today's a new day, I'm not going to give up on you, God. You know my hurt. You know my pain. But I know you love me. And even if I can't see it, and even if I don't feel it, doesn't mean that it's not there. That's what faith's all about. Okay? You don't have to feel a certain way. You don't have to feel a certain way. God has put it. I'm his child. He loves me. Don't ever think that God doesn't love you. Because you're his child, made in his image. And I'm thinking today that God must be pretty cute because I know we all are cute. You know, he knew me before I was even conceived. And he knew I was going to be a little girl and disappointment to my dad before I was even conceived. You know, little Stephen. He wanted little Stephen. And he knows everything about me till the day I die on my deathbed. Yes.
At least I gave you a girl's name.
Huh?
At least I gave you a girl's name.
Yeah.
David.
Right.
My grandpa. And I got stuck with Bob Jean.
Yeah. My grandpa named. No, that's little Priscilla. Okay. I can even spell it in kindergarten. Anyway. I'm telling you today, the good news is God has a plan for you and a purpose. Do not give up your vision. Do not give up hope. God wants to heal us, but he wants to heal our souls first, okay? And once you get that rooted in you, it's going to be okay. And if you're hurting today, if something's going on, you just, okay, I believe that, but I just don't feel it, and I need prayer. That's why a pastor has time for you to come up here and pray. It's not come up here so everybody can look at you and look at Don to stop the songs. Is that your time with your pastor? I'm not going to say he's closer to God than anybody in here, but he needs to kind of be, okay? He needs to be in line. We don't have to worry about him. He's got words for us. He's got visions for this church. He's our guy, okay? He's our guy. So when it comes to prayer time, don't be shy. Don't think, ooh, God, everybody's looking at me. Hey, go, hey, I need healed. Pastor, pray for me. Hey, Pastor, I'm struggling in money. Please pray for me or write me a check. Well, don't ask me that. I wasn't asking today, but I guess I will. You know, hey, Pastor, I need this. There's people in here that have been Christians a long time. Ruth, Dawn is like a leader. Kathy, if you need to go to them and go, hey, I need prayer. Please, I'm struggling. I need prayer. There's nothing wrong with that. That's why we're here. Say amen.
Amen.
We're here to share. We're here to get a boost of a shot of hope and faith at church. This is your miracle day. This is your time. Make good use of it. If during prayer time you need to lift your legs, go pray for Cindy. Go on in here and pray for Cindy. Don't, doesn't matter what anybody thinks. You do what God tells you to do, okay? Amen. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you do love us. Father, I pray that when you look down on me sometimes that you just have so much mercy for me. And I thank you for that. I've been so screwed up lately, but I know I'm on the right track and I love you. Father, if our situation never changes, it's okay with me, Father, because I know you have the best plan for me and the best purpose of my life. Father, give people back their visions of how they want to be. More Jesus-like, doing more for others, loving people, Father. We don't love people anymore, Lord. But I pray that as we go out that we can love other people and share our love with them. Thank you for the strong Christian people that we have in the church that we can lean on. Father, lift up our pastor to you. Lord, he carries a lot on his shoulders. And I know he carries a lot with his wife being ill. So, Father, we need to pray for him. I pray that you lift him up and bless him. Father, give him words to tell us whatever we need to receive. Lord, I give all this time to you, and I pray for spiritual ears to hear Pastor Larry. I pray for spiritual eyes to see. I pray for a spiritual heart to be open and receive. But we give you the glory and the honor of praise forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.